Bring up anything that you would like. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. You actually can control the content on the site. All you have to do to participate is submit content. Find something online that you think is interesting. Share it at freetalklive.com by uploading it as show prep. And when I say that, I mean you go to submit show prep and you put a link in there to whatever it is you want to share, put a little description in, title it, and then it'll appear on our upcoming stories page where it awaits your votes. And if it gets enough votes, it'll make it to the front page of the site. So more people see it, including the host of the show, meaning we're more likely to talk about it. Over at freetalklive.com. With you in the studio, it's Ian.
Marcus.
And Mark.
All right. I had a busy day today. I didn't really get any work done.
Yeah, I love that.
But, yeah, I guess kind of I was working because I was live blogging on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Which some people say.
How many radio stations?
I didn't call any stations today.
I could tell you, actually, one of your live blogs kind of scared one of your radio stations, too. I had to.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened?
Talk Susan from WSRQ down off the ledge. She's like,
what?
You're going out on break? It could be 2 days. What does that mean?
Oh.
She thought that the show was going to go off the air for 2 days.
Yeah, I think everyone thought that we were both there. Or something like that. I posted at one point that I expected the trial was going to go into a second day, and somebody posted, you mean there's not going to be a live show tonight? Well, why would you think that? Manchester's only an hour and a half away, so you know, it's not like we have to drive very far to go pretty much anywhere in New Hampshire. Where was I? I was at the Occupy trial. Now, there have been a number of these Occupy trials around the country, as, of course, you know, if you'd paid attention to a lot of the Occupy-related news, you know that at some point in pretty much every city where Occupy was going on, the police came in, sometimes more violently, sometimes not as violently, but they came in and they removed the people from whatever park or city structure they were occupying. And in those, confrontations, people get arrested. And after that, some of those people decided to take their case to court. And a number of those cases have been won. And a number of, as I understand it, the juries in certain instances found those people not guilty of whatever it was they were being charged with.
I think it's very interesting. So the occupiers go to parks and they hang out and they intend to be there until Wall Street cleans up its nonsense or something, I guess is what their claim is. And I don't entirely understand their claim, and maybe if I did, I wouldn't entirely agree with it. I think everybody there's, got different stuff going on.
Oh, there was definitely a lot of different stuff going on at the Occupy events.
Where did you go?
I went to the New York City event.
So Zuccotti Park.
Yeah, Zuccotti Park in New York City, and there was all shapes, sizes, and creeds there, what people wanted. So it was very exciting though, because everybody, that was there. Felt very passionate, and but lots of different things that people from very wide ends of the spectrum, from the pure socialist,
sure,
even the angry socialist, to the nice socialist, to the the Ron Paul supporters and the liberty activists, and just the people who you couldn't quite put in any bucket, but were there for either good or bad. I'm not sure. It was very diverse and exciting.
How long did you spend there?
I didn't spend a whole lot of time there. I was just there for an afternoon, but it was enough. I had a lot of conversations with people. I had a great conversation with one of the socialists that was nicer, and the conversation was good because there was a group of young people around us, and they were listening to what we were saying and saying, oh, I never thought of that. There's a lot I got to go home and think about.
Right. Even if you don't convince the person you're talking to, who knows how many people were listening.
Right, and there was. We had a small crowd of people until the police came by and, all right, got to move along.
Really?
Yeah, well, we were out on the sidewalk at that point. That was not in the center. I was in the center before that. But
not allowed to be on the sidewalk?
Oh, no, you can't stand on the sidewalk. You got to walk on the sidewalk.
Moving, right?
Yeah,
keep moving.
Is that a side stand?
Keep moving.
The cop stands there, but you're not allowed to stand.
That was one of the points that was made by one of the defendants. What happened today was there there were three defendants all joined together in the same trial. They were being represented by an ACLU, the head ACLU attorney here in New Hampshire. And they were being told at Veterans Park in Manchester that they had to leave. It was past 11 o'clock at night. There was a curfew, and you got to leave. Well, we've let you stay here for 2 days. We've used our discretion. This is what the police officer said on the stand today as to why they allowed them there for 2 days without ousting them. And, well, now you got to go. You can just go out to the sidewalk, he told them. That's fine. You just have to leave the park. Just don't block the sidewalk, they say. And their experience, you know, having done protests in other places or whatever, and I've seen this happen too, is that the cops will try to get you to leave the sidewalk too. Like, they don't want you to be there at all.
Once you're out of the park, they've gotten that step forward of compliance that they need.
Yeah.
And then they just go ahead and say, well, now you can't be on the sidewalk. And no, you can't go in. If you go back in the park,
you're under arrest.
I'm going to arrest you.
Yep, for criminal trespass.
It's kind of like a lobster trap, you know. If they can just get you to go through the little entrance, you can't get back.
That's it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, you really, this isn't kids drinking beer in the park after midnight. This is an entirely different situation. This is a group of Americans. You can use the term citizen if that's what you want. You know, people, United States citizens, if that term.
It would be inaccurate, but you could use it because no one's a citizen.
But some people, that term matters.
Yeah.
A bunch of Americans sitting around, they want to, they've got grievances. They're trying to bring those grievances. Exactly to whom do you bring grievances when your grievance is against Wall Street and collusion in Washington, D.C.? I mean, people have been trying for 200 years to bring grievances to their politicians. That crap's not working.
They got rid of the grievance panel here in New Hampshire.
Oh, so, guys, come on. Don't you know you just write a letter to your Congress critter, and they will just take care of everything.
Well, that's what the prosecutor was saying today. She was saying, you know, when she had one of the defendants on the stand, she was badgering them by saying, well, aren't there other things that you could do? Like go and talk to the politicians, and she kind of went down this laundry list of like all the traditional political begging means of affecting change.
I don't see that Occupy was doing anything different than begging. I mean, they were just begging better, begging harder.
They got some attention for what they were doing, right? Right. I mean, the world hasn't changed as far as the government is concerned. The government hasn't changed as a result of Occupy, but Occupy certainly made a splash. They were noticed. And they brought people together who otherwise would not have been brought together. And I think that, you know, it was a success from that aspect.
I agree. I just didn't like your terminology you use, beg. You know, I frankly think that anything that works is fine.
Yeah.
If you don't think it's effective, then say it's not effective. But don't use some pejorative of somebody who's writing a letter to the editor or writing a letter to their congressman or something like that. What the Occupy people did was essentially the same thing, only they did it harder.
Okay, I'm going to give you that, but begging's begging, and,
okay. You
know, I don't think that's pejorative to say what it is. I mean, you're asking someone to let you be, to do X for you, right? To whether it's let you be more free or give you a bunch of money or, because again, as you say, the occupiers are quite a variety as to what they want. And the prosecutor, and look, I do those things, right? You know, and the occupiers were pointing out that they've done those things as well. Like, we've written letters, we've gone and testified, and we've done these things, and none of that stuff works. And the idea wasn't to just go to the park for a few hours and go home. The idea was to be there around the clock. That's the point. And one of the strongest points that they made, and that the attorney that they have made, is that this is about their rights. You know, this is about the Constitution. And their rights, your rights, trump whatever ridiculous curfew law is in place. You know, curfew law, down here, your rights, way up there. Right of freedom of speech, way above your curfew law.
Sure.
Well, that's how it's supposed to be.
Right. And that's the argument that's being made here to a jury. And so it should be interesting to see what this jury thinks. Our luck with juries hasn't been so great thus far as the Liberty Activist movement up here in New Hampshire. Juries are really tough nuts to crack, but maybe this will be one of them. We'll see what will happen. I can tell you more about what transpired today. I posted updates all day long on our Facebook page and also on Twitter. So you can go review those if you'd like to see some of what happened. And I was recording video, so you'd be able to see the whole trial if you'd like a little bit later. Free Talk Live, more coming up.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over 118 grand. Omaha, it's over 71,000 bucks. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Do it toll free at 855-453. And you can join us on our website. Go to freetalklive.com. Get signed up for news updates. News.freetalklive.com is where you would like to go. If you want to know what's going on with Free Talk Live, you can follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook. Of course, Twitter and Facebook, you're going to get more than just the, you know, the stuff you'll get on our email. Email is going to be reserved and is reserved for the most important news about Free Talk Live. Twitter and Facebook, You'll get updates during the show and sometimes outside of show hours, like today when I updated our Twitter and Facebook feed multiple times as I was blogging from the courtroom in Manchester, New Hampshire, keeping folks up to date on the Occupy trial. This is the Occupy trial. I mean, some of the occupiers have been to district court. In fact, these three occupiers that are on trial here were found guilty in district court, which is usually what happens in district court because it's a bench trial, and the judge in a bench trial does whatever is in the favor of the state, typically. But they appealed, and because they're facing Class A misdemeanor trespassing charges, that means they get a jury trial, and that's what's going on. And it will continue on tomorrow, and I'll be back there with my camera to record the remainder of it. I'll give you more of a recap here in moments, but go to news.freetalklive.com. That's where you can link over to our email list, Twitter, Facebook. Follow in whatever way is best for you. It's free. News.freetalklive.com. Now, the reason that the three of us are here together tonight is because of the Free State Project. And I'm so grateful for it. I'm so glad to be around other people who understand what freedom is, that you know you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't hurt anybody else, that you know in order to be free, you must allow others to be free. People that understand this, you know, that really grasp it, who are willing to get active in order to achieve those ideals in our lifetime, they're coming to New Hampshire. There are over 1,000 of them here now as part of the Free State Project. We're closing in on 14,000. Of them who have pledged to make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. We want to reach 20,000, so we still got a little ways to go. We're over two-thirds of the way there, but within the next couple of years, I think reaching that 20,000 mark is very realistic.
The goal is to get it done by the first day of 2015. So I sincerely hope that Free State Now, manages to get that off. If they shoot for the first day of 2015 and they get very, very close, I'll still be happy.
Yeah, there's a few people right in the Free State Project that are making like an extra push to get the rest of the people to get up to the 20,000, because the reality is the 20,000 doesn't even matter, because ultimately people are moving now to New Hampshire.
That's right.
And what I mean about it not mattering is that the Free State Project could dissolve today and people would continue to move to New Hampshire for more freedom, because
it's true.
There's already a movement. It's the highest concentration of liberty activists in the country. And
in the world, I would dare say.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so if you are interested in that idea, you're going to make plans and you're going to move, because this is where it's happening.
If you want to be effective. Right. I mean, you could toil away and bang your head against the brick wall of the system where you are, but if you actually want to start taking those bricks down, then come to New Hampshire, because we're actually having that happen. A little bit of good news. We'll get back to the Occupy thing here in a moment, but New Hampshire House today passed a decrim bill for marijuana, as I understand it. I heard it's only a quarter ounce, but, it's something.
That's right.
But it still has to go to the Senate, still has to go to the governor, and I did also see something else that they passed today.
I think it's really good news, because this shows that free staters, that liberty activists, are able to work within the system, no matter what that system is. A year ago, it was all Republicans. Now it's a majority Democrats. New Hampshire bounces around, and very few states are like this, but it bebops back and forth, which I think is a good thing, because then you're able to work with these people that are, they're not entrenched.
Right.
They're less, they weren't in charge last year.
We're going to move freedom forward in certain areas while the Dems are in, and then the Republicans will probably take control next time, and we'll move freedom forward in the areas that they like the best at that point. In fact, another example, one of the state reps, Emily Sandblade, reports that a bill that changes the alcohol serving time to an hour later also passed today in the State House.
Oh, wow. So it's going to be 2 o'clock like every place else, pretty much.
Again, it has to go through the Senate. It has to go through the governor.
I don't see why that one isn't going to go. I mean, really? You want people to rush over to Vermont or Maine or Massachusetts to, from 1 to 2 on the roads?
Right.
This happens all the time.
Yeah, and people will absolutely do that, and it's a very dangerous thing.
Yep.
So we'll see what happens. I mean, I don't really generally like to announce things that are happening just in the House, but I think that's an indicator of how different New Hampshire is. You know, whereas in a lot of other places they're cracking down on things, New Hampshire has some, I think, really positive happenings going on in the world of politics. And no other liberty movement can claim the level of political success that has happened here. I mean, the Libertarian Party's been trying to get elected for 40 years. And we've had more success at that in 4 years.
Free staters are not just elected, but getting things done.
Yes.
Okay, so the there's people in there that are actually getting bills to pass into law or, you know, being effective in cutting the budget. They did an amazing budget cut last year, which was really unprecedented. I believe it was something like 11% of the state budget was cut.
And it was the only state to do that.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. So it's not just about, oh, one person got elected. No, a number of people have been elected. There's a lot of native New Hampshireites that are very liberty-minded. And when they get together, they are effective and things are happening.
Let's go to Skype. We've got Dave on the line. He's in California. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. We have Dave? Dave on the line on Skype? Dave, going once?
Yes, I am. Dave. I had my speaker on, my microphone on mute. Sorry about that.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Thank you. I called in to let you guys know about the voluntarist essay contest. How do you explain to people that taxation is theft? If you visit voluntarist.com, there's a taxation is theft menu item on the left. Click that, and you'll see the essay contest.
Cool. What's the prize?
The prize is growing. It started at 1 silver ounce. Now it's 5 silver ounces and 1 Bitcoin. And other people are welcome to add to the pot.
Nice. You know, that's an interesting contest idea because it can be tricky to explain to people that taxation is theft.
I think I can do it with 3 questions.
Go ahead. or do you want to hold back and submit it your own essay?
No. My question is it wrong for me to, to take from you without your consent?
Sure.
No. Right. And then I would say, is it wrong for me to hire somebody to take from you without your consent?
Mm-hmm.
And then I would say, okay, if those are both wrong, is it wrong for me to elect someone who will hire someone to take from you without your consent?
Indeed. Hey, Dave, I appreciate you bringing that up. Now, that was voluntarist.com.
Voluntarist.com, you got it.
Great. And what are the provisions on the contest? I mean, is it a certain length of essay or what?
The contest, any length is fine.
Okay.
You can write a book if you want or a single
or
sentence.
Or 3 questions.
Yeah, 3 questions would do. The contest closes on December 31st.
Oh, that's plenty of time then. All right, man. Thanks for the heads up, Dave. That's Dave from California, voluntarist.com, the website. Sounds like a great contest, and look forward to hearing more about that maybe when it wraps up. And I don't know, maybe we'll read the winning entry if somebody sends it to us. That'd be kind of cool. Thanks for the
call,
Dave.
Great.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, all right.
Yep, see you. 855-450-FREE. You can also do what Dave did and connect with us on Skype. Username there, lrn.fm, whether you want to talk about taxes or occupation. We can do that.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and blood. Loading. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. We've got a shrine of female listeners there with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they are listeners of the program. And ladies, if you submit your picture to the shrine this month, so within the next few days, about a week or so, you will be in the contest for the Savory Scents candles. They're handmade, handcrafted candles. Could be yours for free. All you have to do is send us a validated photo for the Shrine of Female Listeners. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. You can learn more about what I'm talking about there. That's, again, shrine.freetalklive.com. We're talking about Occupy to start the show tonight. It's something that I have some personal experience with. I got active in Occupy last year after, excuse me, not last year, in 2011, after I got out of jail for doing some civil disobedience. When I was in jail is when the Occupy thing kind of got started, but actually when I got out was when it kind of got rolling here in Keene. And some people questioned my involvement in Occupy, like, what are you doing, a bunch of socialists over there? What are you doing with Occupy? Well, you know, there are a bunch of fascists in the Tea Party, but there are also some people there that are worth connecting with who maybe don't think they have all the answers or are asking good questions. And, you know, they might agree with us on a number of things. And, you know, maybe they agree with you on more than you realize. And I'm an activist, you know. I want to get out and do things. I want to meet people who want to do things as well and connect with those folks. And that's what I did when I got involved with Occupy Keene here. And there was also Occupy Manchester, or excuse me, Occupy New Hampshire, which was mostly happening in the Manchester area. And I'm glad that I did. I mean, I connected with people that I otherwise wouldn't have. You know, they wouldn't have necessarily run into the Liberty circles on their own, and met some people that wouldn't have otherwise. And I think that that was very positive. They were very positive connections that I made. And of course, you know, the approach that I took when going to these meetings was to be quiet and listen to.
It's folks. A good approach.
And you know, what are people saying? What do people want? What are they there for? What are their goals? What is it that they are looking to accomplish with Occupy? What is it that's frustrating to them about what the government is doing? And, you know, over time, after being a good listener, which, you know, it's something you got to work at to be a good listener.
It can be very difficult, especially when you're used to being a talker.
Yeah.
And many of us in the Liberty Movement are talkers.
Sure.
We always want to jump up and say, oh, wait, that doesn't sound about right. Let me...
Whoa, you don't have to. I'm sorry. There could be more angels on that pen.
So I, you know, eventually ended up getting to a point where I was assisting in whatever way I could. So if there was some sort of thing that would come up that I felt I could offer something valuable on, like we were talking about civil disobedience. I've got personal experience with that, so I offered my, you know, suggestions as to what to do or what it might be like in court and, you know, that kind of thing. And eventually people were turning to me and asking me, well, Ian, what do you think about this? And that's a good opportunity. When someone asks you for your opinion, that's a good time to share it.
Yeah, I remember when this was going on and you were talking about it on the show, and I thought it sounded like you were doing a fantastic job. I thought it was great that you took the opportunity to go out and meet new people that were also activists and approaching it with an open mind to say, like, hey, I'm going to get to know these people and see what they're about and not be not come in with guns a-blazing, you know, but yeah, respectfully come into the group and openly listen to what they have to say and then offer help when it was appropriate. I think it was a great thing, and I think it's something I would like to see others emulate.
Yeah, I mean, it was the same thing. I've been to some of the Tea Party meetings, too. You know, I've spoken there as well. I can't say I connect with those folks as well as I do the people from the left. I just, for whatever reason, I'm better at connecting with people who are from the left. And
well, because to some extent, you know, being an activist is working for change.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of what sort of the Tea Party was about was trying to go back to something different. And it's changing, but it's changing back as opposed to, you know, changing to something new. Do you know what I mean? Like, it just has that kind of, you know, we want things to be the way they were feel.
Sure. Although I like Penn and Teller's point on their show BS that this way they were, or the way it was, never really existed.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I don't, you know, that
oftentimes it's a fantasy that wasn't really ever real.
And I think that people that want things the way they were understand that. But they kind of want the way things were for everybody and not the way things were for individuals. I don't know. I mean, it's just
weird.
Yeah, it's hard to really quantify. So if you really want freedom, I don't think freedom's back there.
And I don't think I was the only one with that experience, at least from the Liberty Movement, who got involved in Occupy up here. Sabrielle, who is one of the hosts on Flaming Freedom, flamingfreedom.com, great LGBT liberty-oriented show on the radio. It was one of the three defendants. And her testimony today was, by the way, fantastic. They closed out the trial with her, and that's a whole other discussion. Really, you're going to love seeing her on video when that becomes available. But she was talking about why she got involved in Occupy. And it seemed like, and I'm going to paraphrase my understanding of what she said, but it seemed like her original intention was to kind of go down there and, you know, get into it with people.
Convert some folks.
And she quickly realized that that wasn't the right approach and ended up really connecting with these other folks as human beings and making new friends and spending a lot of time with them and, you know, building bridges. And as a result of these connections that were made, we've had a number of occupiers come out to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. There were a couple of really great speeches there last year. One of them was talking about how, you know, he'd heard all these terrible things about Free Staters from some of his friends, and then he actually met some of them, and he likes them, and he came to Porkfest, you know, and, like, he's really into a lot of the things that that we're into. So, again, had the Liberty folks kept to their own club and not gone to these events, who knows what would have ended up happening with Occupy. But as a result, we've made a whole bunch of new friends, and I think it's great. So got to hang out with some of them today, and also, you know, Liberty folk came out from Keene and Manchester and went to court. And it was an unusual day in court, too, because we actually did something called a view, which I'd never experienced before.
Okay.
They went on a field trip. And the park, in this case, that the people were...
I have never heard of this.
Yeah,
right.
The park where the arrests occurred for so-called criminal trespass in a public park, the park is actually right behind the courthouse. So it wasn't a very far field trip.
Yeah.
But it was interesting because...
It's probably the only reason it could happen.
It was interesting. Well, no, they apparently would have taken people in a bus or something. Like, they would have, like, okay, chartered a bus or something, and people would have gone out that way. So I am big into recording court trials. I brought my camera with me and tripod, and so when they went on the view, I went with and was recording outside in the park, and they kind of toured around the park, and the defense attorney and the prosecuting attorney were pointing things out in the park to people as we kind of walked around, and the judge is there the whole time.
Wow, so this was like court in the park.
That's right. Yeah. And so, you know, you got the whole jury out there, you got the defense and the defendants and the prosecutors and the judge, you know, so the judge is just walking around with everybody else just like it's a, you know, day in the park. Basically, which is kind of funny because the, you know, judges, they have this act that they have to put on about how they're, you know, typically special, more special than the average person. They wear the robe. They sit higher above everybody else. You have to go through security to even get to see them.
Right. Did he have, like, little minions carrying, like, a chair? That
he needed to be on a litter, right.
No, no, I got to give this judge credit. He's one of the more, I think, down-to-earth judges with a sense of humor. He's the same judge that was in the Ademo trial, and he's just he smiles.
He jokes. I liked that guy when he,
yeah,
was up there, and I didn't trust him, but I liked him.
Yeah, I mean, there were some things that he said during Ademo's trial that I wasn't a huge fan of, but he's a judge. But you know, he's always come across as relatively fair as far as judges go. I mean, he sentenced Ademo, who had already a felony conviction, on three felonies that he was convicted on in the wiretapping case. He could have sentenced him to 21 years in prison. He sentenced him to 90 days. So, you know, on the scale of judges, this guy isn't so bad.
Of course, but the guy didn't have the law read, and so we'd find out that Ademo was never guilty of a felony in the first place.
He's not perfect, but he's better than some judges.
I hear you.
855-450-FREE. More about The View here in moments. It's Free Talk.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have there for you. Once again, freetalklive.com. If you like Free Talk Live, you can support the show by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon UK, Canada, and, of course, Amazon US. You just get whatever it is you're looking for. And Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. Start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com.
Don't just do your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. Bookmark the link for your country and use it every time you go to Amazon. That way there's no confusion. Just use that as your Amazon link. And I can't tell you how important this is for the forwarding the ideas of liberty. Free Talk Live. It's essentially a for-profit operation. We get our pay through this, and
yeah, but you see what I do with my profits. I go and spend a bunch of money going to Manchester
indeed you do.
And all that stuff. So,
and when you use that Amazon link, it doesn't cost you any more than it normally costs you going to Amazon.
That's true.
It's just that they share some of their profits with you guys.
Thank goodness for Amazon doing that for us, because it's great.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we all have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch.
So we went to court, me and a couple guys from Keene, Daryl and David. We went over to Manchester this morning, bright and early, headed over there to get to court in time for them to get started and get the cameras all set up, and recorded the trial of the, let's call them the Trespassive Three. They were charged with criminal trespass for being in a public park after the curfew. And the curfew being for the parks, not for the whole city of Manchester.
Unacceptable!
Just for the parks. And I thought they had a good argument. They had the ACLU's head attorney, Barbara Keshen. She was there for them, which was great that the ACLU's taken the case. And their argument was, look, this is about our constitutional rights, and that we have the freedom of speech that's protected by the Constitution. Now, Barbara didn't make the perfect liberty argument. She said the Constitution gives you rights. That's not what the Constitution does.
No.
The Constitution's just a piece of paper. Your rights don't come from the fact that men wrote stuff down on a piece of paper and signed it. No. That would suggest that there weren't rights before that.
It would suggest that people have the ability to give rights to others.
Right. And people who don't have rights could create rights by writing. Doesn't make sense.
I'm not sure who gives one rights. They say that they're endowed by a creator. If you believe in a creator, then I would agree that the creator endowed them. If you don't, I would say that rights come from, they're a function of ownership, and that you own your body. And that's where rights come from. If I own a car, I have the right to drive the car. You don't have the right to drive the car. You can ask me and get permission to drive the car, but I own the body. I can use it to speak. I can use the mind to think. I can believe what I wish in that body. I can protect that body. I may buy things with the things that I have earned through the use of the body. It's my body.
Yeah, I think that when it comes to rights, I support the idea, and that's really all it is. Well,
if you support the idea of ownership, then you support the idea of rights.
Rights are a good idea. It's a mutual agreement between human beings that helps people, that helps humans relate to one another and get along better. That's, to me, what rights are. And anyway, I was at this trial. We went on a field trip pretty quick toward the beginning of the trial. There was opening statements, and then we went on what's called The View, or A View, where there was literally a field trip to a park where the arrest took place. We toured around. The judge is walking around with everybody else. And I thought that was interesting because, you know, it brought him down to being more of a human being because he's not sitting up on his podium anymore. He didn't have his robe on. It's cold out there. He had to put on a coat. And so he's just standing there with the rest of us humans. And it really kind of pointed out, hey, look, security theater going on at this courthouse. Here's the judge walking around in public with everybody else.
Imagine that.
Right. There was nothing whatsoever stopping anyone who wanted to harm a judge from doing something to him. Because the whole thing with the court security, the only thing that the court security stops as far as, violent people with violent intent is the people who don't think for a moment about what they're going to do. The people who just blunder into court with a knife in their back pocket or a gun in their belt or something like that and just, stupidly go through security. Anybody who has ever put a moment's worth of thought into whatever they could do that's bad at a courthouse would have realized that at some point the judge leaves the building. Anybody that is in that courthouse that you wanted to get at is going to leave the building at some point.
A lot of times the people that are crazy enough to do that kind of thing, though, aren't very intelligent.
That's what I'm saying.
A lot of times.
It'll stop those people. The court security will stop those people.
Yes.
But, in this case, that judge was out in that park for 15 minutes. Just walking around with everybody.
But you have to be pretty mouth-breathingly stupid to not figure out the judge drives home. you gotta be pretty dumb.
Right.
So I'll agree that some people really just want attention, and that's why they might bust through the door with whatever it is they've got in their hand. Yeah. In their hand.
So that was really all the view was. We walked around the park, went back into the courthouse, and the trial continued. They stipulated to a number of things in the trial, and a stipulation is where both sides agree on certain facts. And so both sides agreed that the people were in the park after 11 o'clock at night, after the alleged curfew, and they agreed on a few other things. That way they didn't have to call witness after witness to, testify that, yes, we saw them in the park, and, it was just all affirmed. So that kind of helped speed things along.
If I were to affirm those things, I understand why people do. I'd want an opportunity to speak to the jury about, look, I know you guys want to go home. I just want you to understand that if I didn't agree to this, that the prosecution would be berating you for the next 2 days trying to prove that I was in the park. I want you to understand this is my little gift to you, because I don't really care how long these people have to work to prove that I was in the park. I've got to be, if they're going to throw me in jail, I've got to be somewhere, so I might as well be here having them prove where I was. I'm stipulating this for you, the jurors, to be able to go home.
So the facts in the case were laid pretty clear. I mean, by the law, by the letter of the law, they're guilty of criminal trespass. They were in a public place, told to leave. They did not follow the order to leave. They were arrested for trespassing.
I think it's even more powerful that they would just go into the court case and say, we were there. We admit it.
Right.
That shows that that's not what they're there to That's not why they're there.
They're
testing.
Exactly. They're there for the moral issue of whether or not free speech should be acknowledged, even if it's after a curfew in a public park. And during the opening statements, the prosecutor actually brought up jury nullification. The prosecutor said the defense is going to talk to you about jury nullification. So right out the gate, jury nullification was introduced into this trial. Now, let's break down for a moment here. Go back to the Free State Project. How many states are there where they actually have it in the law that jury nullification is to be allowed as a defense in court?
One that I know of.
Yeah, I don't know of any others. I know New Hampshire, and that's a relatively new law. It went into effect, I believe, last year.
And when I talk to people about it, they generally have either not heard of it or they're not very familiar with it.
About jury nullification
about
or the
jury,
law?
About jury nullification in general.
Right.
I mean, I know down in New Jersey, somebody I know was in court recently, and, you know, the judge makes it a point to say, you know, he says exact opposite of jury nullification. He says, you don't think for yourself.
Yep.
You just, whether or not they broke the law that we said.
And that message is still present. I want to make that clear, that they mentioned today that the jury watches a video that, of course, tells them this, and the video obviously hasn't been updated to include jury nullification information. So they're still getting hit with that message of follow the law, apply the law to the facts in the case, and if the facts match the law, then you've got to convict. So that's still a message being given to them. But now they can be given an additional message, which is, you don't necessarily have to follow the law. You can use your conscience and determine whether or not you think the law is a good thing and vote based on that. And so right out the gate, jury nullification is brought up. It's, you know, clearly the issue in the case. Toward the end of the day today, when the defendants themselves were actually taking the stand and talking about why they stayed in the park, the prosecutor, who is a Harridan. She is just really nasty. She was badgering these, I mean, they're not kids, but, you know, they're in their early 20s for the most part, mid to early 20s. And she was trying to get them to say that, you know, they just believed that the law, they could just ignore whatever law that they want to. And she's painting this picture that, you know, to allow.
These are anarchists. Right. If you don't uphold our little park hours, it'll be anarchy.
That's basically the message she was giving.
It's so silly.
But that's what they have to do to try to convince these jurors, is they have to make them feel like the whole system's going to come down if they let these people hang out in a park after 11 o'clock. More coming up.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.